I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Believers celebrate a small win as India's Supreme Court asks states to reconsider anti-conversion laws. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
the Supreme Court of India has asked for 9 of the 12 that have passed anti-conversion laws to justify those laws.
Authorities and Hindu radicals typically use anti-conversion laws to target Christians and other religious minorities.
The context in India is just so difficult for us to share the gospel. If we're out evangelizing in the streets or sharing Christian literature, they'll just come and attack us. You can't even have a Christian family get together because if you pray before your meal or you sing a song together, you might get attacked for that.
Praise God for this development and keep the issue in prayer. And church leaders in China struggle with tithing as the government cracks down on so-called financial fraud. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA recently interviewed a Chinese pastor that shared this unique concern of the underground church in China. Nettleton says,
every single church leader that has been charged in the last 2 years has been charged with financial crimes. They've been charged with fraud. They've been charged with so-called illegal business practices. And what it comes down to is the government comes in and says, hey, you're collecting donations for an organization that doesn't exist. That's fraud.
Additionally, the crackdown has forced larger underground churches to break into smaller groups. They need more leaders, but the work is dangerous. Please pray that God would continue to raise up new leaders and grow the church in China despite persecution. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.